Reading from Psalm chapter 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, April 17th, 2023. It's Revival Week, everyone. And you might say, what? Yes, there's a special gathering. It's a spring revival, April 19th through the 23rd. That's this Wednesday through Saturday, and then also a Sunday service at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul, Illinois. We appreciate Pastor Mark there, and he's bringing in a special guest speaker, Dr. Edgar Fagali, who has spoken around the world, grew up and was born in Beirut, Lebanon. He's traveled the world. He's a missionary. He's a speaker, a teacher, an author. And he's going to come and bring a message to all of us this Wednesday night, beginning at 7 p.m. So Wednesday night through Saturday night, 7 p.m., concluding with a 10 a.m. service at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul. And so he joins me on the phone. Dr. Fagali, what would you like the listener to know about you on this Testimony Tuesday on Monday?
I was born, as you mentioned, in the country of Lebanon. And as a child, as a little boy, we never heard that Jesus came to earth and died on the cross in order to save us. I grew in a Catholic church where I was taught that God is too busy to hear our prayers. And in order to reach God, approach God, we needed to pray to Saint Mary, who will convey our prayers to God. After all, Saint Mary is the Mother of God, and she's the Queen of Heaven. And she's the one who can take our prayers and present them before God. I'd never heard about Jesus being the Savior until a missionary came from America to Lebanon, and he rented a storefront location near our home, and he went around, invited my parents to come to church. And my father was a very staunch, very radical Catholic. At the beginning, he didn't want to go to church. However, the Lord worked on his life, and as a result of that, when he came to church, he got saved. In my case, the first time I heard that God loved me, Edgar Fagali, and died on the cross to save me was in Sunday school. And in Sunday school, I found out that if I pray unto God, he will definitely hear my voice and my prayer. And one day, about midnight, I jumped up out of my bed, knelt down and prayed a very short prayer. I prayed it from my heart. I said, Lord, forgive me. I am the sinner in Jesus' name. And as I was praying that prayer, my heart was opened and Jesus entered my heart. And he is living in my heart ever since. And he will live forever with me in my heart. He gave me eternal life. So my journey began in Beirut, Lebanon, as a result of that missionary who came from America. And in Sunday school, he told me about Jesus. And I am so grateful that I have eternal life because of what Jesus did for me on the cross.
Before the program began, and we prayed for the listener, and we prayed for those that are tuned in today, and I had asked you, what would you hope that a non-believer or a seeker tuned in today would experience or understand or come to know? And you basically said that life on earth is short, but eternity is too long for anyone to spend in hell. And you wanted to convey the fact that Jesus can save and give us all eternal life. And that's kind of a process too, isn't it? Understanding who Jesus is, what he did for us, how he provided the only sacrifice to make us right before God. So that's something you learned as a child. And so how did that influence your childhood and growing up?
Well, after my salvation, I am very grateful that my parents got saved. As a matter of fact, my father took him 3 months after we began to go to church. It was my mother who took us to church. My father was authoritarian. He could have easily said, I don't want you to go to that Baptist church, because in those days, if you are not a Catholic, you are not considered Christian. But my father didn't say anything, and he let my mother take us to church. believing that somehow we're going to get bored and quit going, and no one will accuse my dad that he is persecuting my mother because she's Orthodox, not Catholic. And as a result of that, we went to church, and every time we go to church, come back, the first week we learned a new verse. The second week we learned a new song. And every time we went to church, to that Baptist church, and came back, we got more and more excited. And so as a result of that, my father became very curious. He wondered what's going on in that church. So one day he looked at my mother. He said, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go and see what's going on in that church. And the first Sunday he went to church, heard the gospel. My father walked forward with my mother, and they accepted Christ as their Savior. Well, we grew in a church, and I am very grateful that my family were saved. So my parents shielded me from persecution. And in Sunday school, every Sunday we will go learn about the Bible, learn stories from the Bible. Eventually, as I grew older, I myself began to teach the Sunday school. Also, we were able to go door to door, witness to people. And as I grew and served the Lord and learned English, began to be able to read books in English about the Lord Jesus, I began to grow and learn more about the Lord. Well, one of the areas that I believe was very helpful was when I began to interpret for the missionary who led me to Christ. The missionary who led me to Christ had a heavy accent, so when he would preach, people would not fully understand him. So I went to the missionary and said, Brother Ains, let me interpret for you. You're a good preacher, and I want the people to fully understand your messages. And by interpreting for the missionary, literally I picked up his brain. Because after interpreting for him for so many years, I knew almost everything he knew. And this is what strengthened my knowledge of the Bible, and I grew understanding the doctrines of the Word of God.
Now, we opened up today's program with a reading out of Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, and you mentioned that was a life verse for you. It says, ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. Talk about that.
I would like to mention that in my life, I have two life verses. The first one is found in Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. In Hebrews 13, God speaks to us. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord gave me this verse when I was serving the Lord in Lebanon during the Lebanese War. I used to be a manager of a company in Toronto, Canada, when God called me and my wife to go back to my homeland as a missionary. So in 1983, I surrendered my life. And my wife and I went to Lebanon during the heat of the Lebanese War. And every time a car bomb exploded near me, or a sniper shot at me, or bombs fell around me, the Lord always used to bring this verse to mind. And God always reminded me that he will never leave me nor forsake me. And this gave me the courage to continue. My wife and I served the Lord throughout the Lebanese War, and we planted the Bible Baptist Church of Beirut, Lebanon. However, after the war ended, I began to look at the Middle East and many countries where people needed the gospel. So I began to pray unto the Lord, and the Lord called me to go to the neighboring countries in the Middle East, such as Egypt and Sudan and Iraq and Lebanon and Southern Sudan and West Africa. The verse that God brought my way was Psalm chapter 2, verse 8. And God reminded me. Now, in this verse, God the Father is speaking to God the Son. And of course, God speaks to us through his Son. And he said, if you ask me, I will give you the nations, the heathens, for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thine inheritance. So I asked the Lord, and God said, go and plant the churches. And so every time I will go to a country, God will remind me of this verse, that God is able to use one of his children to plant the churches across the Middle East. And I thank the Lord that today we do have churches in many, many countries across the Middle East.
Well, we're excited to have you come this Wednesday, so just a few days away. You'll be part of a spring revival at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul, 3105 Country Road, 1700 East, just north on Maplewood Drive in Rantoul. If you need a phone number to call for more information, you can call 217-893-9449. 217-893-9449. The revival starts this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. It'll be Wednesday through Saturday night, 7 p.m. all four nights, and then culminating with the worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Maranatha Baptist Church. We appreciate Pastor Mark Wilkerson. He's been a part of our Ministry Leaders Network luncheon. I am growing fond of him. You might have heard his radio announcement encouraging all of you to come out and hear Pastor Fagali. He's got a lot of life experiences. What can we expect when you come on Wednesday or Wednesday through Sunday? What are you going to testify to? What would it be that we would learn as you teach and speak and share?
I pray for three things to happen during the revival. Number one, my prayer is that Lord will save souls, that many people during this revival will come to know our Lord and Savior, because that's the only way that will take them to heaven. I also pray for those who are saved, that they will rededicate their lives unto the Lord and make commitment to reach their community with the gospel. And at the same time, I will be sharing a lot of stories from my mission field. And as you mentioned, Mark, I have a lot of stories. I have been around for many years, planted churches all over the Middle East. And my prayer is that as I preach the word and call upon people to be saved and God's children to go out and reach their community with the gospel, that God will develop a vision so that the people who are listening to me will gain wisdom and burden for the unsaved. Because we know from the Bible that the Lord Jesus is coming again and he is coming soon. Just let's look around and see what's happening in our country and around the world. And therefore, we need to have that vision and burden so that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Yeah, my wife Holly and I plan to be there on Wednesday, and I was telling Holly, I remember years ago going to many of these revivals, these special speakers that would come in from parts of the world, or missionaries would come in, share their experience, and I said it was a regular part of being a church member that you would have your fall or spring revivals, and I said that doesn't happen as frequently now, and certainly during this whole COVID period, it's put a damper on it, but I'm looking forward to being there when I can and hearing you speak. And so you're really asking our listeners to be in prayer over this revival. Think of somebody they know, a colleague, a work associate, a neighbor, a friend that maybe doesn't know the Lord, to bring them along, invite them to come hear the speaker that was born in Beirut, that served in the Middle East, that has a lot of stories to tell. So we would encourage you, listener, to think of someone, be praying up that neighbor, that friend that doesn't know the Lord, and for you that hasn't maybe been to a revival, an experience where, you know, a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, you can come at 7 p.m. and be blessed, be encouraged, be ministered to, hear how God is at work in different parts of the world. We all need that, to gather under the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ and be interested in what God's doing around the world. So be praying for that, and tell a friend and bring them along with you, and come to the Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul this Wednesday night, beginning at 7 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday, 7 p.m. And if you don't have a church home on Sunday, or you've been so blessed by Dr. Fagali's teaching and sharing, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. this week. So I invite you to come out and be praying all week long how God may use this in your life or in the life of your family or friends. So we're excited to have you. As I told you, I'd be praying for you all week long. I know Pastor Mark and his congregation is praying for you, and I'm looking forward to it. So do you have your talk broken down in a certain way that there's a theme on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because some people, because of schedules, they can only get there maybe a few different times. So how's it going to be structured Wednesday through Saturday?
On Wednesday, unless the Lord changes the subject, the message that the Lord is putting on my heart is, why are we victorious? Today, a lot of God's children feel defeated and discouraged, but there is no place in the Bible that say we should live a life of discouragement, because we are victorious in the Lord. And I will be speaking on why are we victorious. On Wednesday, I will also, during the week, I will be talking about the witness. We are witnesses. What does the word witness mean? And what are the character of the witness? Another sermon that the Lord is putting on my heart is hope. The world needs hope. And what the importance of hope. One message that I probably will be preaching on is hell, and don't go there. Of course, the biggest and most important commission or command of Christ is lift up your eyes and look at the field. And during the week, I will be talking about how God is working in the mission field and how people are coming to know Jesus as their personal Savior. But I like to end with the challenge, and that is, Peter, do you love me more than these? And I probably will end the week of revival with this challenge. Do you love the Lord Jesus more than these? And I pray that the Holy Spirit will be in control, and that everything I say will be clear and direct and challenging. And my ultimate hope is that at the end, we will be excited and have the spirit of victory and be optimistic with regard to the gospel toward our land and the world.
Listening friend, on behalf of Dr. Edgar Fagali, Pastor Mark Wilkerson, and myself, and those that will be praying, we encourage you, we invite you to come out this week, Wednesday through Sunday, Wednesday night through Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sunday at 10 a.m., to a special spring revival hosted at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul, 3105 Country Road, 1700 East, north on Marketwood Drive in Rantoul. If you need more information or directions or have some questions, call 217-893-9449, 217-893-9449. I highly encourage you to consider attending as much as you can, one day or all the days. Invite a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, somebody who knows the Lord and just wants to revel in some testimony time and some teaching, some healthy conviction, some vision casting, bringing hope and awareness of the great calling that Jesus has on all of us to go into all our world. Now, Dr. Fagali has been used of God to literally go into all parts of the world, but your world might be your neighbor's house. It might be at the gas station. It might be at the grocery store, wherever you go to proclaim that good news message of Jesus. So we'll be praying up Dr. Fagali over the next few days, and it begins this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And Dr. Fagali, in our closing few minutes, I wrote down two words that you had shared. And knowing that we have a wide range of listeners, some that have walked with the Lord for many years, some that are new to their faith journey, and some that have never even begun, but you used the word you got saved, and you also used the word you surrendered to God, the calling on your life, you surrendered to Him. So in our closing couple minutes, talk about being saved and talk about once saved, how we learn to surrender ourselves to the Lord.
The Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word come short, many people think that if I do good works, I will be pleasing unto God, and God will allow me to enter heaven. The fact is that no one can do enough good works to go to heaven. No matter how hard you work, no matter how good you may be, you will never be able to go to heaven. The only way to go to heaven is by putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a door at Calvary, and you have to go through that door. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And He said, I am the door. that's the way to heaven. There's only one way to heaven, and there is one door that will lead us to heaven, and that is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our trust in the Lord and pray little prayers similar to what I prayed, said, Lord, forgive me, I am the sinner, in Jesus' name, that door will open, and I can enter through the door to heaven. Now that I am born again, I am being born from above, I'm a child of God. My journey started at Calvary. As I walk on the way that leads me to heaven, I need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So as I grow in grace, how do I grow in grace? By serving the Lord, by reading my Bible, by learning how to pray more. And as I walk forward and grow, I will be able to be a better servant to Christ. And, you know, the most important thing is that now that Jesus is in my heart, I want to say, Lord, here is my life. Lord, I'm going to give you the steering wheel of my life. And, Lord, please steer me in whichever direction you like so that I will be an effective witness and effective servant for you. I can be a witness as a school teacher or a man who works in a bank, or have my business, or a doctor, or a lawyer. Wherever God puts me, if I'm a child of God, I can be a great influence and effective in reaching the word with the gospel. So it is very important that, number one, we need to begin our journey by being born from above. But as we live for the Lord, we need to surrender. And when we surrender our lives to the Holy Spirit, His Spirit will lead us and guide us. This is what happened in my life. At the age of 7, I accepted Christ as my Savior. At the age of 11, I walked forward and promised the Lord that someday I'm going to serve Him. Now, I was very active in my church as a teenager in Beirut, Lebanon. However, when the War of Lebanon started, and that war began in 1975, the first battle of the war, we lost everything. We lost our house, my father's convenience store. I lost my job. Ironically, I used to work for First National Bank of Chicago, a Beirut branch, and I was studying at the American University to become a manager in that bank. At the same time, in the afternoon, I used to work as an accountant for an international publishing company. And then when we lost everything, in one day we lost everything, but God protected us. Then later, in spite of this, God saved my life and He led me. I left Lebanon. And God led me through many countries, and I ended in a Bible college in South Carolina, in America. In that college, I realized that God allowed this to happen in my life so that I will have good Bible education, and God gave me a wonderful wife. I met her at Bible college. What I didn't know in 1975 is that God was preparing me through these incidents. God was preparing me for the bigger and greater ministry that God has in mind for me. I ended in Canada. While I was in Canada, God called me to go back to the Middle East. But when God called me, I was ready to go back and serve Him in the Middle East. You see, when you surrender your life, we don't may not know the future, but God knows the future. And God will hold your hand and lead you step after step in everything that happens to your life will be to His honor and glory, because God has the best for us and the gospel in His mind. God will lead us step by step into His will. And the closer we get to His will, the more we mature and know the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I am a minister because God led me and I surrendered to Him. I said, Lord, here is my life. You take it. You lead me. And you do whatever you want with my life. And you know, as God led me, He can lead anyone who listens to me, and He can bless us as long as we are within His will. And God's objective for us is to glorify His name in our community, to be the lights of the world and the salt of the earth.
Okay, listening friend, are you getting excited? The revival starts this Wednesday night. It's a spring revival at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul this Wednesday night through Saturday night, 7 p.m., culminating and finishing up with a 10 a.m. service this Sunday, Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul. For more information, call 217-893-9449, 217-893-9449. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also WLUJ.org, under the Mark and Friends tab, so you can listen to it again or listen to a portion you missed or pass it on to a friend. But the revival is this Wednesday night through Sunday in Rantoul at the Maranatha Baptist Church. Well, thank you, Dr. Fagali, for sharing, for blessing me during this time. Hopefully the listeners are catching a vision to be a part of this spring revival at the Maranatha Baptist Church. And I would invite you all to be praying for those that attend. Think about a neighbor, a friend, a loved one that you know that you want to bring along, and come join us. It's beginning this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And we'll be praying you up, and I look forward to meeting you in person on Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. One last thing I'd like to share with our listeners. I have written a book entitled Forward in the Face of Fear, and you can buy it from Amazon. And this book tells my whole story and how I went through the Lebanese war and how God called me to go to Iraq and plant the church in Baghdad. Today, we have the largest radio ministry in Iraq, and we are planning to build a school in the city of Baghdad to teach the students the Word of God and other subjects. In this book, I tell my story, how God led me to be a church planter and how God led me even to go to Iraq. And I tell the story of how the plane that we took, how it flew to avoid the missiles, and we landed in Baghdad. I think it will be a blessing to our listeners.
Dr. Fagali, I trust that you'll be bringing some copies of your book Forward in the Face of Fear so that those that come to the revival might be able to purchase them during this Wednesday through Sunday.
Sure. And if you start reading this book, you will not put it down until you finish it. It's filled with very interesting facts and stories. Well, thank you very much, Mark.
All right. Look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Amen. Amen. Lord bless you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, listening friend, the spring revival at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul begins this Wednesday at 7 p.m., Wednesday night through Saturday night, 7 p.m., 10 a.m. Sunday. It's being held in Rantoul, 3105 Country Road, 1700 East, north on Maplewood Drive in Rantoul, Maranatha Baptist Church. Hope to see you there. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Dr. Fagali with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.